When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up, we have stories about sharing inheritance, moms not letting go of the past, canceling weddings, maid of honor drama, cheating husband 1 month after the wedding, stepdaughter calling stepmom mom, and husband being secretive. There's no drama in any of this, right? The world's not full of drama. There's no drama to be had. We're like, in today's drama news. That's it. We're going to start like a news program. Okay, here we go. Very first story here. This story comes from the AITA subreddit and is titled, "Am I the Askanaut for Refusing to Share My Huge Inheritance with My Step-Siblings?" Money never causes problems, right? So I, 17 male, found out only a few weeks ago that my dad left me a lot of money in a trust. Like, it's such a crazy amount that I didn't really believe it at first, but it's true. The reason is my dad had inherited from both of his parents already. He also inherited from the only two uncles he had as well, and one of them was very successful and had a business. This was all explained in a letter my dad wrote to me. He had the trust set up before he came into most of the money, but when he found out his cancer was incurable, he decided to put it all aside for me once all medical bills were paid off for him. My parents were separated but not legally divorced when my dad was sick / died. But they weren't living together or a couple for years. My mom found out about the money because she read the letter he sent to me about the issue. Then she insisted she was joining me to meet with a lawyer to discuss it. When my mom learned about the money, she told her husband, and suddenly the money became a very touchy subject. Suddenly. I can't touch it until I'm 19 with the way my dad set it up. So I have some time to deal with this, but my mom and her husband want me to share the money with my step-siblings, 14, 8, and 7. What? Who have no connection to this man or that side of the family whatsoever? The money is enough where even if I pay for college and buy a house, I would have money left. The way the trust works, I was told it's also getting interest, which my dad had intentionally set up. My mom and her husband have struggled financially for years. They started dating when his youngest kid was one. His wife had died. He was going through a legal battle with the mother of his oldest, and his oldest is in therapy for trauma caused by their mom. Also, his youngest was born with some medical issues and has lots of doctor's appointments. Between everything, money was tight. We live paycheck to paycheck, and I work to make my own life a little more comfortable. But we had no college savings or anything before this. My mom and her husband drained their own bank account to keep a roof over our heads. This has all been brought up to me as good reason why I should do this. My mom told me it was selfish for dad to put it all away solely for my future, and he should have been thinking about raising me as well. She told me I might not call her husband dad or his kids my siblings, but we are a family, and that this family has been through so much together, and we have struggled for so long that it would be so good and generous for me to do this. I told her it's not like I can access the money right now. She said no, but when I do, I should set up accounts for my three step siblings, so they have a better chance at college, and if not college, the chance to have a help start in life. Despite all their trying to talk me into it, I said no. I told them I wasn't going to share the money. My mom was so mad, but it was nothing compared to how mad her husband was. They told me to quit being selfish and start acting with compassion. Am I the Askanaut? Hell no. Hell no. There are so many problems with this that we will dive into, but this is one of the worst things you could ever do to your child. The manipulation and the guilt and the positioning, the posturing that has happened in this scenario is not okay at all. Not okay at all. And at this point, you almost might have a grounds to emancipate, OP. You might. except for you can't access your money till you're 19. So you have no way of surviving on your own until then. And that sucks. Dad maybe didn't think about that, but we now know why he did what he did and locked it up until you're 19. Because if you had access to this as a minor, your mom would take it at the direction of her husband, of course, because he's more mad about this. Well, there's no burden for you to share this money with people who were not connected to the gifter of it at all. The legal documentation says it goes to you. She can't change the law. She can't change a will. She can't change a legal document just because she thinks that you should do something different. This is one of those things that is, you know, I don't think it's a terrible thing for mom to think something like, man, how great would it be if he developed a bond strong enough with his step siblings to be compelled himself to set something aside for them? That would be my dream. I would dream for them to have this bond, and I would try to nurture that bond because it needed to be there anyway, not because of the money. But no, she just comes out and says, you need to do this. Basically, because we can't. You don't get to put your parenting failures on your children. You don't. It is not their responsibility. It sure as shit is not this kid's responsibility to provide for his step siblings, who he has almost no relationship with already. It was not okay for you to ask, Mom. It was not okay for you to get mad when he said no. It was not okay for your husband to get even more mad when he said no. Y'all are ASCON ones, and you are going to drive such a chasm between you and this kid that 5 years from now, you're going to have been no contact for 4 years. And then your goal, which is creating some kind of future for the other three kids that you aren't going to be able to create some kind of future for on your own, is going to be completely destroyed because they'll have absolutely no relationship whatsoever because of you. Way to go. Think your plan backfired here. And it's probably because you didn't use the thing inside of this to actually think about what you were doing or saying. Also, eat a bag of dicks. Yeah, I mean, this is beyond parentification though, right? This is so beyond parentification. This is like, they're downright jealous of their kid now. And when you're, I can't imagine, you know, how toxic of a scenario being jealous of your own kid makes you to the point where you're trying to manipulate them to help you. Wow. 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 That's terrible. Terrible. The mom could sue the estate for child support. There's probably, as prepared as dad was here, I'm going to go out on a limb and say any kind of support order that was already in place has been satisfied through the entirety of that document. Know what I mean? He thought ahead about what he was setting up and how he was doing it. I'm sure he had the support portion of this paid in lump sum. I mean, there's a terrible burden that comes with money, right? Everybody needs it. Everybody needs it. Everybody wants it. Everybody needs it. But I think there's probably a point where you have enough of it to where it stops doing good and does more harm than good. We're all like, yeah, I'll see. I'll be the judge of that. Yeah, I'll let you know when I get there. We all still want the problem, but there's probably a tipping point where it's just a curse. They were formally divorced. Yes. On the support order, maybe, but I'm seriously guessing that he has all of that satisfied already, as prepared legally as he was. And even if she could, it would be a pittance amount compared to what the inheritance is left behind. Right. But she still might. I mean, she could try to get every she could claw for every penny she could. And they might have a case there. Something tells me that's not how they're thinking about things. They would rather spend their time and energy manipulating their child than, you know, try to pursue a legal route here, which is just bonkers, right? It's just bonkers. Title of this is, Am I the Askinot for Wanting to Uninvite My Mom to My Wedding? Here's the story. So I, 24 female, am getting married in September of 2024. For some backstory, my parents started their divorce when I was 13. It was a long and nasty divorce and didn't end until I was 16. They had a very toxic marriage, so it was for the better. Through the entire divorce, my mom said bad things about my dad, like he's a cheater or he ruined their marriage or just calling him names. Not okay, Ma. Not okay. He never said anything about my mom. He's the type of guy who says, hey, that's your mom. Don't talk about her like that. Even after the divorce. And he never cheated. I know this because my entire childhood, my mom made me spy on my dad, like going through his phone or tagging along with him to work or the gym. Basically, anywhere my dad went, I went so that I could tell my mom exactly what he was doing.
What? There's so much wrong with this.
Fast forward to now, I have two beautiful girls and my mom is remarried and my dad has a girlfriend. Well, at any event, even my daughter's birthday, my mom sits with her husband and the second my dad shows up, she starts saying snide comments under her breath. It makes every event awkward and tense. Even my fiance's family can feel the tension and ask questions. And this tension from my mom makes my dad feel like he should leave so no one is uncomfortable. Well, my dad and his girlfriend have this beautiful property that they are generously letting us use for the wedding. My mom has all these complaints that she's not going to mingle with my dad or even look at him. She's even gone as far as to offer to pay for a different venue in hopes that we would uninvite my dad. I love my dad and mom very much, but feeling the tension and it being like this my whole life, and now the fact that it's affecting my kids too, it makes me so frustrated. So, would I be the asshole if I uninvited my mom to my wedding? Am I the asshole? We have so much to talk about. We're going to change a shirt. Let's talk about this story, shall we? Let's talk about this story. How juvenile is mom to at this point? I don't know how old she is now. Okay, OP's 24. Let's go out on a limb and create an average here and say she's, what, 44, 45? Mom. I mean, she was 20-ish. 45 plus. Let's say 44, 45 plus. Okay. For her to still be at this phase in life where she has to talk shit on people whenever they come into the room. And you know, she's doing it. She's doing it to make him uncomfortable and make him leave because that's her game. That's worked so far. It's worked. She's a bizzo, which is the female version of a brozo. Mom is for sure. To have this level of audacity to impose her will on everyone around her, to impose her discomfort on everyone around her, and to give you every sign right now that is not going to be any different at your wedding, to the point where she's trying to get you to move to a different venue and uninvite your father. Those are two very separate things. Look, if you aren't comfortable being at my father's property because there's no way that you know, even if you don't talk to him, you're at his house. That probably is just a little salty. It stings too much, right? For a slug like you. Having it at a different venue, wanting to, is one thing. Doing it to uninvite him is a completely other one. He didn't do anything wrong. And her guilt projected upon him through you as a child, OP? We got to break this down a little bit. Okay, what she had you do as a child is 1,000 times not okay. She was using you to spy on your dad because she was so insecure that he was seeing someone else and he never was, which probably was she was messing around and was just projecting that guilt upon him by assuming he was too. But to have you as a child have to spy on him and report back to her is super f***ed up. And now, as an adult, her mission is to just make everybody as uncomfortable as possible. Cool. Not on my wedding day, Ma. Nope. Not on my wedding day. This is a person that no one chooses to have in their life. At some point, this person burns every bridge that they can see or have ever traveled. Because they want you to feel as uncomfortable as they are inside. My God, this woman must have that salty slug feeling all the time to just be writhing in agony from having to just even see her ex-husband, who did not a goddamn thing wrong. But it just makes her sick. Just makes her sick to see him. We've met these people, right? Everybody's run into someone like this, and they're the person that you never want to be around again. What do you think is going to happen here, Mom? Do you think that the whole world is just going to bow down at your feet and be like, yes, oh yes, please, whatever you want, that's how we're going to do it. We're going to move to a different venue. We're going to uninvite Dad. Why? Because what you want goes on my wedding day, right? No, no one's ever going to talk to you again, Mom, because you suffocate the life out of every room you enter with your obnoxious, stanky bullshit. GTFO. Your invitation has been rescinded. But I'm the mother of the bride. Yeah, we know. Says a lot about you, Bizzo. Bizzo of the bride. Extra spicy Dusty has entered the chat. I don't. I just don't understand. I am sure that someone would be willing to step in because this madre makes no secret that she's a giant Bizzo, right? Everybody who knows this woman or knows OP is like, oh, your mom. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry we haven't been to any family things in the past 5 years, but your mom. Yeah, I know. Sorry. Yeah, I get it. Wish I could just not go. It's your wedding day. It's okay to tell her no. And this is the biggest time where you have the most ammo to say no and to tell her to sit the down. She's not going to behave. I was thinking here, you could have a talk with her and be like, okay, look, Mom, we've never had this conversation, but we need to have this conversation. This is my wedding day. Your bullshit will not fly. Put it in the backseat, put it in the trunk, lock it up, put it in and shove it off a cliff into a quarry and let it sink to the bottom and just leave it there. If only for today. And she would say, oh, yes, of course. And then 2 minutes into this freaking wedding, she's going to be talking shit about your dad. You can't trust her to behave. I think the only option you have is to boot her out. Unfortunately. I mean, fortunately, but unfortunately, you're in this position in the first place. Here's the cool part, though. This is such an opportunity for you to plant a flag and say no. You create this boundary now, and then all you have to do is uphold it. The pain is right now. The pain is in this step of standing up to her that one time, right? It gets easier after this. So you do it this one time. It's scary, but it gets easier after this. And you have to do it at some point. You have to stand up to her. Yes, it's affecting your children. If not for you, Mama Bear, come on, do it for her. This story is from the AITAH subreddit and is titled, Am I the Askanaut for Canceling My Wedding After How My Fiance Feels About My Daughter? Ah, shite. Before you read my post, I am not from America. I'm sorry if my writing is terrible, but I will do my best. For background context, I was married when I was 22 and my husband was 25. He had a daughter who was 2 when we married. I considered her my daughter in every way. My husband passed away sadly when she was 4. Well, that's terrible. So I, 34 female, have been with my fiance, Jesse, 35 male, for 8 years. My daughter, Bailey, is 14 female. She considers Jesse her father. Jesse has never treated Bailey wrong at all, but knows of my husband who had passed away. Jesse always treated her sweetly and like a daughter. I'm currently 6 months pregnant. We are all excited. Jesse has told me how he wants to adopt Bailey after getting married to surprise her. Okay. All signs are looking good right now. Shit's about to go sideways, though. We are getting married in August. I wouldn't say we are close to being done with everything, but we did plan a big dinner, and I did invite my friends and Jesse's friends. Bailey was staying the night over at a close friend's house, so Bailey wasn't there. We were all catching up and having a great night. Just all-around happiness from everybody, till the topic of the wedding came up. That is when things went downhill. It was all good. We got talking about our honeymoon. We were going to bring Bailey, because that was our plan. When Jesse did say he didn't want to bring Bailey, which kind of shocked me, because we both agreed to it, I was taken aback from it. He started going on about how now we both have a real child and we don't have to pretend anymore to take care of my stepdaughter, who was never my real child. And there it is. Ah, heartbreak, we meet again. This point, all of our friends and I were very flabbergasted and looked at him like he had said something crazy or like he had something crazy on top of his head. He kept going on and on until I kind of freaked out in front of everybody and told him that Bailey would always come first and he is last to me now. that he had to leave, and I'm canceling the wedding. He tried to talk to me, but I was not in shape to hear him. His friends escorted him out for me and left with him. Few of my girlfriends stayed with me that night. Jesse has been blowing up my phone so much, wanting to work things out. I honestly don't ever want to. I haven't told Bailey what happened and just lied to my family and his about why we canceled the wedding. I just want some quiet now and not for anyone to be upset. But some of his friends messaged me saying he has the right to talk about his feelings and opinions, which got me so puzzled at this point. Am I the astronaut?
Hold up.
Yeah, he has the right to an opinion. You have the right to a reaction, OP. You have the right to your opinion about his opinion. Him having the right to an opinion does not mean that it has to be accepted. He can think whatever the f*** he wants. That doesn't mean you have to accept it. Just because one person has free will doesn't mean the other doesn't. Bullshit. And the friends who were all looking at him like he was talking crazy after the fact were like, well, you know, he's got a right to his opinion. Sure, he does not have the right to expect things to be okay after he gets on his soapbox at a dinner with a lot of attendees and says crazy shit about how this girl that he has treated like a daughter for years and you have treated like a daughter for even more years has all been pretend, and you don't have to pretend anymore. He doesn't have the right to say that selfish shit and expect everything to be okay. He doesn't have a right to force that opinion on you and make you accept it and adapt to it. You have a differing opinion here. That's why there's this collision. So the friends piping in and being like, well, you know, he's got his right to his opinion, sure. Everybody has the right to have a stupid, dumbass, back-ass words opinion that gets them alienated by their fiancé. Everybody has that right. He just exercised his. Good job. Good job, fiancé. Way to exercise that right to an opinion. Landed you alone. And the kind of damage that you just did to this girl who has thought you were a father figure for, what, 8 years? I don't know what broke inside of you. To flip the script, to just be able to just callously throw that away. And understanding at some point you had to be able to consider the implications of the damage that this would cause this girl and go ahead and say it anyway. You're an asshole. The worst kind. So enjoy single life. And OP, way to stand your ground and way to stand up for this girl who only has you, apparently. She's how old now? 14? She's 14. And you are literally all she has. And someone just told you that you were going to stop pretending to care for her and take care of her. And instead of being like, yeah, okay, that sounds good, you're like, get out. Nice. Nice work. And luckily all this shit happened before you got married, before he adopted her, which apparently was all just an act anyway. I don't think he would have actually gone through with it. It's something that's what I don't understand. He was willing to adopt her after he got married, but somewhere between saying that and this dinner, either somebody got to him or something happened to make him just really change his thoughts on things. And there's nothing in this story to connect us to that person, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say his mom might have something to do with it. Somebody got to him. Somebody. Oh, shit. Yes, she's pregnant. No! I understand that's a tough decision. No, it's not a tough decision. I understand that's a difficult situation. But just you got to know in your bones going into this that you can give a child a happier home in two separate happy homes rather than one miserable home. And that's what you were headed toward. Both of those kids deserve way better than that. And you did the right thing. Just know you did the right thing. It's not going to be easy. It wouldn't have been easy no matter what. I could tell you this, though. Your life is going to be easier and happier without that dark cloud in it. Without that dark cloud in your house, waking up to it every day, your life is going to be happier. Those girls' lives are going to be happier. Was her baby a girl? I don't know. Those kids' lives are going to be happier because you are putting them first. You're doing the right thing. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be easier than the alternative, though, because misery is tough. It's gravity. There's gravity in situations, right? There's gravity in situations where the easy thing is normally the path of least resistance, and that leads to being manipulated or just letting other people make decisions for you. But what comes after? What comes after? Being miserable requires more energy. It eats up more of your focus. It takes up more of your time that you could be doing things that you love or spending quality time with those kids. You are going to wallow in that, and the deficit it will cause on your life is not worth it. There's no positive brought to it. Well, because you have a full family with him there. Your family's going to feel a lot more full without him there based on what just happened. And just knowing that it's weird because he was good, 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 bad. There was no gradual slide. There was no big pivotal moment, at least not that we know of here. He just changed his mind and decided to become a shit human being, which means he's been acting this whole time and he's really been a shit human being all along. What else could this be? What else could it be? All right. Title of this next story is, am I the astronaut for refusing to be maid of honor over a bridesmaid, causing her to get fired? Huh? The people in the story are my best friend, Jane, her brother, Elliot, and his girlfriend of 2 years, Kathy. Jane is marrying her fiance, Tom, in July, and she asked me to be her maid of honor. This was sort of expected, as Jane is essentially a sister to me. I was surprised, however, that she asked her brother's girlfriend, Kathy, to be a bridesmaid. Jane later confided that Kathy had kind of pressured her into it, and she had done it to make Elliot happy. The issue is, Kathy hates me. Like, seriously hates me. She blames me for all of the issues she has with Elliot and Jane's parents, and for her not having a better friendship with Jane. She also thinks I'm trying to steal Elliot from her. I'm not. But also cannot handle whenever he and I disagree on anything, and will go way overboard defending him and arguing with me. I was determined to put this all aside for Jane, though. This was actually not going too badly, but last weekend, we went to a bridal shop to choose bridesmaid dresses. Jane mentioned that she wanted me and Elliot to walk down the aisle together, and Kathy lost it. She called me desperate, crazy, a pick-me, a fake, fat, and a bunch of other things. Looking back, I probably should have said more than I did, but at that moment, I could see how everyone was looking at her, and I didn't want them looking at me in the same way. So I literally just said, yeah, I'm not dealing with this. Either she's out, or I am. And picked my stuff up and left. I apologized to Jane for the drama and offered her a long weekend of babysitting and some flowers to make up for it, and she accepted, so we're okay now. Time out. You didn't do anything wrong here. Why are you apologizing for drama? Also, why is Jane letting you apologize for drama? She said she accepted. You offered to do a long weekend of babysitting and some flowers to make up for drama that you didn't cause, and Jane is like, yeah, okay. I mean, as a toddler parent, I understand accepting the babysitting offer, because that's like a golden ticket. But you didn't do anything wrong, and this means your friend Jane didn't stand by your side here by allowing you to apologize, which basically solidified the fact that you think you're wrong here, which is bullshit. So Jane lost a point in my book. 50 points from Ravenclaw. Because of this, Jane has said that Kathy can't be a bridesmaid anymore because she wants me as a maid of honor. This has caused issues with Kathy and Elliot by extension. Both Elliot and Kathy have apologized and said Kathy will behave better for all of the wedding events, but I'm not willing to budge. Jane's mother and my mother both think I should drop the ultimatum, and I don't want to make things hard on Jane, so I'm rethinking. But I know there are other things she will try to cause issues with me over, and I just don't know how long I can keep being the bigger person with her. So am I the astronaut for causing this drama? Again, OP, why are you saying causing? You didn't cause this drama, and why is everybody in your life like, yeah, you did cause it. You didn't fucking cause it. You didn't. You didn't cause it. Kathy is an insecure bizzo. And I understand that this is Jane's wedding and she wants everything that she wants and everybody's supposed to get along and sing kumbaya and just smile through the pain. But if somebody is literally, verbally, attacking you at every event there is, it is going to be drama after drama after drama after drama. And as a maid of honor, let's talk about this for a second. As a maid of honor, Are you not the designated enforcer? As a maid of honor, aren't you the one who's supposed to be like, all right, Kathy, sit the f*** down, cut your bullshit. We won't be doing any of that at anything during this wedding, or I will physically kick your ass out to the curb myself and you will be kicked out of the bridal party. Jane, you with me here? Maid of honor, bitch don't play. I feel like that's the maid of honor's job, to be the enforcer. Even when it is the maid of honor who is being attacked here, I also understand the delicacy of the position that you're in here, OP. But I feel like Jane failed you. I feel like your parents, your mom, and whoever else was saying that you should drop the ultimatum has failed you here as well. Ultimately, you acted in the best interest for the wedding, for the realm. You did it for the realm. If you and she are together, there will be beef. There will be drama. One of you had to go. One of you has to go. So the ultimatum sticks for the realm, for the wedding, for Jane. The ultimatum is not for you. It is for Jane. It is for everyone else, but no one else can see this. How? You've got to be feeling like you're taking crazy pills right now, OP. You just got to be like, I feel there's no other solution. Nothing else makes sense, but everybody's like, don't do it. You've got to be just feeling like you're losing your goddamn mind right now. You're not. You're not. You can't have everything. And that's not a message to you. That's a message to everybody who's telling you to drop the ultimatum here. And everybody who's pretending like everything's going to be okay if Kathy is allowed to stay. Because it's not. And as the maid of honor, you're like, yeah, it's not. So, boot her and you get me back. And I think you need to stick to your guns. And I think it's the right thing to do for Jane, for the wedding, for everybody who's attending the wedding or involved in the wedding in any way, shape, or form. And in a way, for Kathy. If being around you is too painful, we can make her time a little less painful by kicking her out of the wedding party. Then she doesn't have to deal with it. And if she can't handle Elliot being involved, and if Elliot being involved is going to cause more drama too, Elliot might have to go too. Something's got to give. Who's it going to be? You took one for the team and said, oh, I'm out. I'll bounce. But now everybody's like, oh, come back. You didn't cause anything. Jane, letting you apologize from the very beginning and letting you continue down this path of feeling like you caused this, you created this, whatever, is not okay. They've all lost points in my book. Not that my book matters for them, but they've all lost points. And you are doing the right thing. Yuck. Nah. All right, here we go. Next story up here comes from the AITAH subreddit and is titled, Will I be the Askenaut if I texted my husband's best friend, female, to see her reaction? Oh. My husband has had this best friend since college. I never had issues with her until my wedding a month ago when my maid of honor overheard her snapping at another friend of theirs that said she has him when she wants him. When the friend teased her that she lost him and he was the one who got away. I told my husband about it a few days ago, didn't want to ruin our honeymoon, but it was still in my head, but he denied anything happened between them. He was very calm when he said it, almost too calm. Anyway, I have no proof and I trust him. Your tone was suspicious. Anyway, I trust him. One of these things is not like the other. Until I used his phone when mine died. He was driving and I was making a playlist on his phone. Then I looked through his iMessages and he had no thread with her. I mean, I know for a fact that they text nothing. I didn't say anything, but last night I literally saw her name pop up amongst the texts. When he went to bed, I looked and there were no texts. He is deleting them. Now my question is, if I ask, he'll deny it. I need to know and I need proof. Would I be the Askenaut if I initiated a conversation with her, acting like I'm my husband and see what's up? I need proof or peace of mind. Okay, we're going to dive into some relevant comments from OP before I unleash Diablo Dusty on this story. Relevant comments from OP. Comment number one. The thing is, I don't want him to stop deleting. I want to know why he is deleting. Talking to him won't give me any further insight. If he just deletes haphazardly and innocently, then I wouldn't know. If he deletes because he is hiding something, then he will just get better and find another way. Comment 2. I already tried honestly confronting him. It left me wanting. He minimized the problem so much that I felt ashamed while seeing his reaction. But then later it got me thinking, why did I feel so embarrassed for asking a legitimate question? Or more importantly, why did he make me feel so embarrassed for asking a legitimate question? We do have an update. We're going to talk about this for a second, though. Here, I mean, really at the core of this, I think if you can't have an honest conversation with him, the thing that she hasn't asked him so far is, hey, I know you're deleting messages because I saw her name pop up and then she wasn't in your messages. And yeah, I looked at your phone because her name popped up and I brought it up before and you gaslit me into feeling bad. So either you tell me the truth right now or I walk. This looks sus. Explain. If you can't have that conversation, then you already know the answer. It's a come what may scenario. Like, how deep do you want to get into this to confirm what you already know? Or to confirm that at least he's to see how bad it is. How bad does it have to be? Let's ask that question. How bad does it have to be for it to be worth it? Because on one hand, you know you can't trust him. Well, actually, let me walk that back. If you have the conversation and say, I know you're deleting messages, explain, or we're done, and he doesn't explain, then you for sure can't trust him. After that, it's just a quest for pain. People looking for pain will always find it. Right now, it seems like you're hell-bent on finding it. Why do you need to find that pain when you already know enough to have a serious conversation? You're at a fork in the road. How much more painful does it need to get? Yeah, also, the trust him thing was hilarious. Yes. Yes. The way he said that was super sus, but I trust him. Morgana says, I wouldn't pretend to be him. I'd be like, hi, I'm his wife. I'm trying to figure this out. Like, who the hell are you? Well, you know who he is, or who she is. So it's a matter of, hey, why would my husband be deleting your text messages? Get an answer from her and then ask him the same question and see how their answers line up. Dr. Dusty coming through. You know, we'll talk about this quite a bit. The search for pain thing. I think a lot of people get in this position in life where they go on a quest for pain. They go on a hunt for pain and they will look for it until they find it. If you're looking for it, it's not hard to find. You can turn anything into pain. And if you're hyper aware because you're actively looking for it, more things become pain. So how much pain do you really need? That's the question. What is the pain quota you're looking to fill here? What are your intentions with my husband, Lori T? That's an easy question, but you know they're already friends. So it's really easy for her to brush that off right now and be like, oh, yeah, we're friends. We've been friends for a long time. We've met several times. Ha ha ha. The question needs to be very pointed. Why would my husband be deleting his text messages with you? Same question to her. Same question. Update. Hi, this is my update. He's cheating. I went through his deleted messages, but it was empty, so he's been deleting the deleted messages as well. I don't know if there's further steps to find them. I don't know. I sent her WYD because this is how he texted when he was bored. She said she was in bed. I said he was in bed too, watching Succession. She asked if I was sleeping. Then it didn't take long before she started sexting. In a way that made it obvious that they've done it multiple times. I ended it quickly because honestly, I felt nauseous. I obviously didn't want to sext her. I sent myself all the evidence. Tomorrow, I will be moving back to my parents' place and starting the divorce. I will not tell him why. You might need to tell him why because you just got married and this is an annulment kind of thing, right? Yeah, you guys just got married. You should probably, or you can just say something when you file the paperwork. Oof, update number 2. People are asking for an update about my husband and his female best friend. I left him, and now I am writing this from the comfort of my mom's bed. We kicked out dad because I want all the attention now. They have been showering me with food and candy. I left without saying why, just that I wanted a divorce and that I don't love him anymore. I ended the marriage with a text while he was out because he's not worth more than that. When he got home, I was gone. I blocked him because I never want to see or hear from him again. The rumor started spreading fast, though, because I told my family and friends the truth. So now he is angry, thinking that his AP did it on purpose. So he is bashing her on social media and she is fighting him back and fighting other friends, too. She texted me saying that I am a hoe who ruined her reputation and friendships and that he never loved me anyway and he married me because I am a dumb hoe. I blocked her. I will deactivate all my accounts for a while. After the holidays, I'm getting an attorney. I don't want an annulment. I don't think it's possible either. I want half, so no annulment.
Wow.
I don't understand wanting to commit to somebody for life while having like a secret life going on in the background. Maybe it's like it's like life isn't exciting for them if they're not cheating. That's the only vibe that I get. Like they can't help themselves. They have an addiction. They will never not do it. And you could just never trust that kind of person. You just can't do it. Commitment today is probably a much different word than it was, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, especially in relationships. I mean, look, I think, yes, blended families are way more common now. We're a blended family. I'm not saying that I don't believe that divorce should be an option, because for a lot of people, it definitely needs to be. We wouldn't be where we are now if it weren't an option. Some people are definitely just fundamentally wrong for each other, and people change. And I think people being stuck together and miserable for their lives is not the right thing to do for their kids, for their families. So I think having freedom to be able to make changes when needed is important, but why would you in the very beginning commit knowing that you didn't mean it? There's got to be some ulterior motive here, unless he was doing it for money, unless he was doing it for positioning. If it was like an arranged kind of marriage where it's, two families joining together for a stronger future, that kind of thing. That why? Don't want to be plagued with the normal boring life of having one wife and no side piece to sext as soon as the wife goes to bed. Like, life would just be boring if you didn't have that. Bullshit. You know what sucks? And I pity this guy because he doesn't know true happiness. It's so sad to see someone who will never know true happiness because they think they have to have a side piece all the time. They think that they can't fully commit to someone and fully give themselves to someone. I am sad for him, because he is going to miss out on one of the greatest benefits of life. That's his loss. You know now, OP, and now you get to live a happy life on your own. And I am so f***ing happy to see that they turned on each other on social media. It's like, I feel like you're a mastermind here, and I'm going to give you credit for all of it, OP, because the way that you position this and just ghosted, but told close friends and family, who quickly spread the word, which outed him for being the douche canoe that he really is, and outed her the fact that he blames her and took to social to roast her, and she fought back on social. I'm like, could this be any better for you? I don't think so. Good gravy. This story comes from Best of Redditor Updates and is titled, "My Stepdaughter Asked If She Could Call Me Mom." March 5th, 2024. Okay, so I, 34 female, married the man of my dreams last month, 44 female, and he has a 16-year-old daughter from his prior marriage. I've been in her life and she's been in mine for 4 years now, and I've done my best to be there for her as a friend and trustworthy adult, and she's a really, really great kid. I felt closer to her than I did any of my sisters, and I could see she looked up to me and trusted me. One more important thing. She's on the autism spectrum. I swear that's relevant. My husband and I went on our honeymoon for 2 weeks, and then we came back on Friday, and my stepdaughter came up to me and asked if we could talk. And she told me no one had ever been as considerate as I was learning how to make foods in the exact way she liked them or be patient with her poor emotional regulation. Her words, I think she's doing great. And she told me I overall was her favorite person in her life. So she asked if it was okay to call me mom. This really, really caught me off guard, and I stopped for a moment to process it. And she got embarrassed and told me she was sorry and it was stupid, but I told her it wasn't stupid because I would love that. She got super excited and hugged me, and it was lovely. I was telling my husband about it later, and it suddenly sunk in that I had become somebody's mom. I just stopped and I told him, "I'm someone's mom." And he asked me if I felt like I was in the delivery room. Haha. I laughed at that, but I got so emotionally overwhelmed I started crying. This morning she came downstairs and said, "Hey, Mom," to me, and it's going to take some time getting used to it, but holy shit, that was a great feeling. I still don't believe I've earned titles, but I'll be damned if I'm not going to try my damned best. So, it seems last month I got a husband and a daughter too. Pretty good deal if you ask me. Relevant comments here, but quick note to you, OP, this is all very, very beautiful and very, very heartwarming. About the 1,000,000th time you hear mom in a 3-day span, it may not seem like so much of a blessing, but this is a teenage kid too. So that's, you know, so it'll be like mom, you'll still hear it a lot. It's just going to have the at the end. Mom, relevant comments here. Comment, OP was learning how to make daughter's food the way she likes. That line jumped out at me. That she thinks the daughter is the bee's knees, even though the daughter feels insecure about her behavior. Imagine the confidence she will feel and how validated the daughter feels. This brings me joy. Original OP, the first time I made food for all of us, within the first month or two I knew her, I made spaghetti and broke the spaghetti in half, and she said she couldn't eat it broken in half. Then she told me she was very sorry and would make herself a sandwich, but I told her it was okay and I could make another batch, which I did. I found out later down the road she cried after I left because she thought she insulted me and ruined her dad's relationship with her specific food preferences. Sure, it was a little strange at first, but hey, I'm sure we've all asked a waiter or waitress for something very specific at least once in our lives. And we have an update to get into. We have an update. Yeah, this is awesome so far. And I think a lot of kids, spectrum or not, have a lot of guilt about specific preferences or desires. And I think it's not until later in life that a lot of people, kids, anybody, start speaking up and exploring those specific things that they like more and more and more. More so the more neurodivergent you are, right? So there are very specific things. We've got a girl who's very, very, very touchy about her socks. Like, socks have to be a certain kind of thing. And it's her thing. We get it. So, you know, rather than have a kid be completely uncomfortable, tweaking some things to make them more comfortable is, when it's feasible, is the right thing to do here. And she clearly feels very seen by doing this. Here's the update, March 18th, 2024. So I recently made a post talking about how my stepdaughter asked to call me mom, and it made me really happy. My husband has 2 children from his previous marriage, a 16-year-old autistic daughter and a 26-year-old daughter. When they divorced, his ex-wife advocated for custody of the older daughter. Sounds like it was because she was more independent and less work, and he got the youngest one. As a result, his younger daughter always felt kind of unloved by her mom and didn't go too far out of her way to talk to her. Well, this explains her overflow of appreciation and also feeling guilty. My gosh! Ugh. So the older daughter finally got a job in her field that she's been fighting for a few years, and she wanted to have dinner with the family. She seems like a nice girl from the times I've interacted with her, but her mom seems passive aggressive and unkind. We all got to the restaurant and sat down, and it was pretty nice and civil. I was sitting next to my stepdaughter, and she was a little overwhelmed because she had not been to the restaurant before and didn't know what to order. So we were looking at the menu, and I pointed out a type of pasta that looked similar to something we make at home that she likes. She said, "Thanks, Mom." I guess she said it loud enough that her bio mom heard, because she literally stopped everything and asked, "What did you just say?" My husband and I tried to defuse the situation, but she was very agitated by it and actually asked why she did it. Their older daughter stepped in and asked if she could tell her mom about her new job, and that got her to move on, finally. My stepdaughter, step is in parentheses here, didn't say much for the rest of the evening, but on the way home, she tried to apologize for ruining everything, to which we told her she didn't. Then, if this wasn't bad enough, both my stepdaughter and my husband received a 4-paragraph long message talking about how disrespectful and egregious it was that she called another woman mom and how she was very disturbed by it. My husband is just in disbelief and feels horrible for our daughter. He went to talk to her and she didn't say much, but she clearly thinks this is all her fault. If anything, it's my fault for not discussing how she should refer to me at dinner with my husband and then discussing it with her beforehand. I just f***ing hate that this woman is upsetting her so much, and I see why my husband divorced her. Thank you for reading. Relevant comments. Comment. Info. Does the ex spend time with her autistic daughter at all? If not, I'm not sure why she'd be surprised. Original OP. She sees her on holidays and family gatherings. That's literally it. Apparently, her mother is entitled to that respect just for existing. There's more comments, but boy, am I pissed. comment. I know it's not the same, but I was called mom at work, LOL. I don't have any children, but apparently I exude mothership. Hopefully not in a bad way. The ex-wife is a real piece of work. It's nice that you took on taking care of a special needs child. It's no small feat, and you are deserving of the title of mom. Original OP, definitely. I have no sympathy for a woman who demands to be called mom while putting in no effort to be mom, or a man who demands to be called dad. Also, just want to say, yeah, she technically is a special needs child, but she's very capable. She's been looking to apply for an after-school job and has started thinking about college, and while she does struggle with emotional regulation and has very specific preferences for things, she's no different from the rest of us. Comment that poor girl, if her mom acted like a mom, then it wouldn't have happened. Her actions or lack have consequences. I'm not sure if she has a therapist, but it might help explain things in a way she gets from a professional. The biggest thing I would be worried about now is if her mom keeps sending things to her to make her feel guilty about more things. That's mom's play with her. That's why this kid felt guilty in the first place whenever she complained or said that she couldn't eat the pasta that was broken in half. Guilt is the default response because that's what she's been trained to do, right? What a real piece of shit. Original OP, she does have a therapist who she meets with weekly. I'm sure my husband's ex-wife is going to come up tomorrow. Comment info, how long since the bio mother gave away her 16-year-old's daughter custody? How much time does she spend parenting her? How have they bonded? She would have some nerve to be angry that a child she is not parenting as much as you calls you mom. You seem to be a very sweet parent to her. Keep it up. Original OP's response, since elementary school, on holidays and family gatherings, by awkwardly asking how they've been doing since last Thanksgiving. My husband got custody of the young autistic child and learned how to make foods exactly the way she needed them to be, learned how to speak her language, as he calls it, and sit and single-handedly raise a still-developing child. Then his ex-wife got custody of the high schooler who could be left alone at home to make her own food so she could work and do her own thing without having to worry about anyone or anything. Because she's a real piece of shit. Short story, bio mom's a piece of shit. To have the balls to stop everything and everyone in the middle of that and be like, what did you just say? You did nothing wrong here. And there's another update to read as well. We're going to read another update, but you did nothing wrong here. And the fact that you're feeling guilty at all by not having a conversation before going to this dinner is 100% unwarranted. It's unwarranted. She lost that title. You earned that title. She doesn't like it. Deal with it. Luckily, you're only going to have to deal with it once or twice per year, bio mom. Update, March 23rd, 2024. Last week, I made a post about how my husband and my autistic 16-year-old stepdaughter went to dinner with his ex-wife and their oldest daughter, 26, to celebrate her getting a job she's been chasing her whole adult life. Then my stepdaughter called me mom at one point, and ex-wife got pissed and stopped the whole table to make a point. And the rest of the evening wasn't great. And then when we got home, both my husband and stepdaughter got a big text message from her talking about how disrespectful that was. So the day after the incident, my stepdaughter came over to me and told me her older sister texted her and asked if she could read the text out loud. I just nodded and said, definitely. But on the inside, my eyes rolled to the back of my head like, JFC, here we go. However, her sister sent a very, very lovely and thoughtful message saying she felt bad about what happened the night before and was sorry the two of them haven't been talking much lately, and asked if she wanted to try to be sisters again. Then she said she asked her what movies she's been to lately, and movies is her special interest, so that means a lot that she asked. Not gonna lie, I was caught off guard by her sincerity and kindness. It was very sweet. Is it also a little sus? Is anybody else getting the sus alert here? We're getting like the spidey sense tingle going on here. That's like, mom manipulated this crap. Then later that day, I got a message from her older sister, whom I'm assume got my number from younger stepdaughter, and said she wanted to get to know me better since I am legally her stepmom now, and I'm the woman her baby sister is calling mom. So she definitely wanted to try to get to know each other. She also mentioned that she didn't get to celebrate her sister's 16th birthday with her and felt that was a really big deal, and asked if the three of us could get dinner and see a movie. Either this is about to be really, really cool, or mom is puppeteering here, and mom is definitely shitty enough to do that. So please be good. Please be good. Please be good. Tonight, the three of us went out and saw a movie and got dinner by ourselves. My youngest stepdaughter picked the movie and she loved it, but my older stepdaughter and I didn't get it. But all that matters is that she liked it. Then we sat down and had dinner together and had a very, very nice time. Then on the way out, my younger stepdaughter asked if she could run into the store next to the restaurant to buy something really quick, so we said all right. While she was in the store, my older stepdaughter told me she wanted me to know that she misjudged me, and watching the two of us interact both at the dinner the other night and tonight, me going through the menu with her to find something she'd like, me advocating for her when their mother got upset, and how she clearly feels comfortable talking around her, and that she completely understands why I'm now mom to her. All in all, pretty great night. After I got home, I saw she sent me a text related to something we talked about, so it looks like we're going to be talking now. Still got some stuff to work out with her bio mom, but we'll take this as a victory. Anyway, yeah, I just figured I'd share something positive since there's a lot of negativity on Reddit and with my current situation, so I figured I'd share a positive update.
Okay. All of us are like, when's it going to go south? It's going to go bad. It's going to go bad. We know it's going to go bad. Please don't go bad.
Relevant comments here. Comment. Aw, I read the last post when it happened. I'm so happy about this development. I'm so happy your daughter is being supported by her older sister and your family feels like it grew a bit more. Congrats and thanks for the wholesome update. Original OP. Yeah, made me really happy to hear they were talking again. I left this out in the post, but I remember a few months ago, my younger stepdaughter was trying to tell her sister about a movie she saw that meant a lot to her, and her older sister was being very sarcastic and snarky about it to get her goat, and she actually started crying. So I think it's great that they're getting along. Okay. That's the end of the story. There is no update where it was revealed that bio mom had this sinister plot to control everyone and was sending older daughter as a spy to just do recon and report back to her so she could use that to enact phase two of her plan and just go scorched earth. It wasn't that. It was good. Something positive. Holy crap. Ebaloo, no update yet. Nah, I think seeing older daughter probably saw her mom, bio mom, in a light she had not seen her before when she saw her get so upset about her younger sister calling OP mom. She probably saw her in this light that she was like, oh, yeah, you're not really a great person. And now I understand so much more about my sister and about this dynamic. And yeah, we're able to understand a lot more about why the younger sister is the way that she is because mom treated her this way. Mom made her feel worthless. Mom made her feel like she was the problem. And OP, she's had dad. Dad has been an advocate for a long time or has made her life livable and has, you know, adhered to what he needs to adhere to. But OP has been the first true advocate that she's ever had. And she appreciates the hell out of it because she's never had one before. It's like, holy crap. Somebody actually cares and understands and helps me live a happier, better day. OP in this advocate role serves as like an interpreter between, you know, the rest of the world and this younger daughter. And that is very, 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 very powerful for her life. All right, we have a story from Best of Redditor Updates, and this one is titled, My Husband Doesn't Know That I Know What He's Up To. Because then he'll know that I know that she knows that I know that you know that they know, and then, you know? My 33 female husband, 34 male, and I had our first baby back in June of last year. My husband's aunt gifted our son a lovely, chunky knitted blanket. The blanket is so soft, and I have made multiple comments about how I would like to find a full-size blanket just like it because it is so cozy, and I'm kind of jealous of my baby. Well, this past weekend, my husband snuck off to the store. He refused to tell me where he was going and why, but I later found a plastic bag with the logo of a local crafting store. That evening, DH stated that he would like to have an hour of alone time every night after our son goes to sleep. He stressed that he would not like to be disturbed, but if I needed him, then I could call or text him. I agreed to this because we were both adjusting to having very little me time since the birth of our son. Yeah, that doesn't really change ever. Last night, during his alone time, our son started crying. I checked the baby monitor and saw that he had simply lost his pacifier and was going back to sleep. However, the baby monitor also shows part of our son's room, not just his crib. In the corner of his room, I saw my husband sitting on the floor with a bunch of chunky yarn in front of him. I turned the volume up and heard that he was watching a YouTube video on how to finger knit. This sweet man is making me a blanket. He absolutely loves surprising me, but is terrible at keeping secrets. I just know that he's going to slip up and accidentally mention something about the blanket at some point. I plan on acting clueless so that I will still be surprised when he gives it to me. I just love him so much, and I'm so delighted that he's learning a new skill so I can have a custom blanket. Relevant comments. Comment here. OMG. The title makes it sound like it could have been something else, but it's so cute. Also, why do men seem to always forget about the baby monitor? For sure. Also, like, probably need to put earbuds in if you're watching a YouTube video in the baby's room while the baby's trying to sleep, bro. Comment, because he isn't being deceptive. If anything, he has allowed her to know that he isn't up to anything by being in the view of the baby monitor. He's being very transparent about the surprise gift, and I love this for OP. It is something I will steal and do for my partner when we have kids. Original OP, so he just came home from work and mentioned his alone time again. To keep up the facade, I asked him what he would be doing during that time, and he just said, just working on some stuff. Since he's terrible at keeping surprises, he always tells me, I have something planned, but I can't tell you what it is. And then we do this back and forth where I ask about it, and he refuses to tell me. So for the sake of his surprise to me, I will keep occasionally asking him what he's up to during his alone time. Comment, thank you for this lovely post and sweet story that is restoring some of my faith in marriage and humanity today. Yep. We definitely need that. Please, please, please don't let me come back in several weeks to an update that he used the blanket to pay off a gambling debt, gave it to his best friend's ex for her birthday, or made it into a furry suit for himself. Reddit has been absolutely unhinged the past few months. Original OP, if he managed to knit himself a furry suit, I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be wildly impressed that he had such talent. Comment, what a sweet, lovely partner. Mine can't keep a secret either, and I love giving the validation of surprise and enthusiasm when they present the final piece to me. Just wonderful. Original OP, if you ask my husband, he'd tell you he's very good at surprising me. But little does he know, he's actually very obvious whenever he's planning something. I'm rarely surprised, but always act like I am. This is super, super wholesome. Super, super wholesome. Okay, here's the update. Update, March 13th, 2024. The original was posted February 26th. Brief backstory. I posted recently about how I checked the baby monitor while my son was sleeping and saw my husband sitting on the floor of my son's room, finger knitting a blanket for me after I made a comment on how I wanted a chunky blanket. My sweet husband broke. He kept on mentioning that he was working on a surprise for me. I would occasionally ask what the mystery project is, and he would get a cheeky smile and say, I can't tell you. That eventually evolved into him repeatedly telling me that keeping the surprise was really hard and he wanted to just tell me. I kept saying, no, you've kept it a surprise for so long, you can keep going. But one day after dinner, he decided he couldn't keep it in anymore. He showed it to me. It was only about a quarter done, but it was lovely. The yarn was really soft and was my favorite color. I could tell he had taken his time because of the consistency of all of the loops. Even unfinished, it was perfect. He told me that he kept moving it around to different hiding spots, but since our house is very small, it was only a matter of time before I accidentally found it. He said he had run out of yarn and asked if I wanted to pick out another color to add to it. I said yes, and we made a little date out of it. We grabbed lunch and then walked around the craft store before I picked out a complimentary color to the one he chose. He hasn't had much time to work on it over the last few days, but he assured me it will be finished by my birthday. I'll post a picture of the blanket when it's finished. For now, I am wildly impressed with how long he kept it a secret, and I'm so excited to have my first ever handmade blanket. Top comments here. Comment, OMG, I was ready for another unhappy story, but this is the sweetest thing I've read on this sub. What a sweet, sweet man. Comment, as a crocheter, if he does not finish before your birthday, whether that is next week or in 5 months, tell him that's totally normal. It's like a rite of crochet passage that gifts are not delivered on or before the intended date. We also need photos. Faith in humanity restored, Cat, for sure. Very nice. I've never knitted a damn thing in my life, but I feel like I need to now. I feel like I need to. I'm like, well, hell, if he can do it, I can do it, by God. Tater, do I have time to take up a knitting hobby? Do I have time? We'll squeeze it in with, you know, I think my 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. time slot is not technically booked right now. So, I mean, I could try to take it on. Hey, Dusty Thunder here, and I wanted to thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that content, and if you did, please make sure to like, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Also, you can find swag and so much more at dusty-thunder.com, and you'll find even more content on all of our platforms. We're on TikTok, YouTube. We now have an official Facebook page that we'll be posting stories to as well. We have podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and so much more. You can see all of our content platforms on Linktree, which is linked in my bio. Engage with us wherever you're enjoying content and do your best to avoid the Askenauts today. Thanks again. Hey, Dusty Thunder here, and I wanted to thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that content, and if you did, please make sure to like, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Also, you can find swag and so much more at dusty-thunder.com, and you'll find even more content on all of our platforms. We're on TikTok, YouTube. We now have an official Facebook page that we'll be posting stories to as well. We have podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and so much more. You can see all of our content platforms on Linktree, which is linked in my bio. Engage with us wherever you're enjoying content and do your best to avoid the Askenauts today. Thanks again.